AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people have been arrested in Belgium in connection with the Paris attacks. Authorities there have also declared the country's highest state of alert on information of a possible attack. AP's Angela Charlton has more.
The government is warning of a threat of a repeat of the Paris-style attacks. They have closed the subways in Brussels, and there are heavily armed police and soldiers deployed around the city. At least one suspect from the Paris attacks is at large and was last seen crossing into Belgium. But that seems to be where the investigators' focus is right now.
Three other people, including a Belgian man thought to have ties with the Paris attackers, have been arrested in Turkey. The search is on for others who may have taken part in the hotel attack in Mali and left 20 people dead, including an American. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama says that attack is part of the scourge of terrorism.
The president says just as militants did a week ago in Paris, the gunmen in Mali slaughtered innocents.
And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
He says America and its allies will be relentless in bringing those behind this attack and others like it to justice.
We'll continue to root out terrorist networks. We will not allow these killers to have a safe haven.
Speaking to a business audience in Malaysia, Obama noted many of the victims had come to Mali to help bring peace to the strife-torn former French colony and said America will stand with Malians as they work to build a democratic future. Mark Smith, Washington.
A snowstorm cancels some 250 flights into and out of Chicago O'Hare this morning. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry says the storm that brought more than a foot of snow to parts of South Dakota and Iowa has moved into the upper Midwest.
We have a storm system moving out of the central U.S. It will move up through the Ohio River Valley today and through the eastern Great Lakes Saturday night. To the north and west of that system, there will be moderate to heavy snow.
This is AP Radio News. The Paris attacks and the Syrian refugee issue are the subjects of today's weekly addresses. Vice President Joe Biden says the current program to allow some 10,000 Syrian refugees into this country contains a number of checks and balances and safeguards to prevent dangerous people from getting in.
First, they are fingerprinted. Then they undergo a thorough background check. Then they're interviewed by the Department of Homeland Security. And after that, the FBI, the National Counterterrorism Center, the Department of Defense, and the Department of State, they all have to sign off.
In the GOP address, Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally says the Obama administration doesn't seem to have a coherent strategy to fight the Islamic State group.
Their reluctant approach is only emboldening ISIS to recruit more fighters, as they claim they have been attacked by U.S. air power for 15 months, yet the momentum is theirs.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.